It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Saturday morning, everybody, here on this Easter weekend as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe, anytime, day or night. You can pray with us as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We believe that God is going to send a third spiritual awakening to America, a radical revival as we have never seen before, starting in the streets of our nation, spilling over to the churches, and the media is going to give major attention to all of the happenings, and we're going to be right here broadcasting it all. On BPN Radio, today's going to be a day where we are having some intercessory prayers. Our friend Deborah Davenport from Rockwall, Texas, longtime friends of ours, Brian and Debbie Davenport. Deborah's going to be on True Intercessors. We call for intercessors to pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakenings. So on this Resurrection Weekend, we pray right now the will, plan, and purpose of God be done. In this broadcast today, I do want to remind you that next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 9th, 10th, and 11th, I'll be hosting a prayer leaders gathering, BPN prayer leaders gathering, and we invite you to come and be with us. The registration's free, and it's not too late to register. You can come, bring somebody with you as we seek the face of God. just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to the picture of Gene and I, click on there and register, submit that registration. Then we'll send you information concerning hotels and other information about the services. It's going to be at Compass Church, just outside of Austin, Texas. We're going to gather to pray. Todd and Cindy Mooring, well-known worship leaders and parents of the four-time Grammy nominee Leland, will be leading the praise and worship. We're going to worship together. It's going to be an awesome week. Thursday evening, Friday morning, Friday evening, Saturday morning. And we're just going to get away and pray. We're going to seek the face of God. And if you're a prayer leader, you need to come. If you want to be a prayer leader, please come. Or if you just have a great passion to pray. Maybe you're seeking God, the will of God, about something in your life. You need some direction. I'm telling you, we're going to have some deep intercession. We're going to have some travail. We're going to seek God. We're going to ask God to speak to us. And it's everybody coming with one purpose, and that's to pray and seek the face of God. This is the only event that we have scheduled like this year. So you don't want to miss coming. Come to Austin. However you have to get here, whatever you have to postpone, you need to be here. And so it's good to have you listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We're just seeking the face of God, praying for the will of God be done in your life and your family and your city, your church, and in your nation, particularly America. So many, many things are going on right now. It's amazing. Just look at all of the news events, and we're not focusing on those, but the signs of the times are here. We must have a turnaround in America. Leland sings the theme song, "We Need to See a Change." He said, "America, America, return to the place where you once were." And we started out as a very godly nation, and I believe that we're going to return there. And so we're praying, and we are operating on the premise of my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So we're believing God. We're going to have Deborah Davenport. She's going to be on with us. We're going to be praying, interceding on behalf of this nation, of this land, behalf of you, calling for intercessors. So here's Kim Walker to sing. And we're going to be right back. Okay, I want to welcome back to BPN Radio a longtime friend of ours, Deborah Davenport, who we affectionately call Debbie. Debbie Davenport, a true intercessor. And I've asked her to be on the program today, the prayer service here on BPN Radio, so we could do some intercessory prayer. And after the prophetic words that I gave this past week, I felt like there's some things that we really need to pray about. So, Debbie, good to have you back.
Thank you, Daniel.
Debbie Davenport from Rockwall, Texas. And I know that you and your husband, Brian, are very involved in the praying army there. If you want to say something about the praying army, that would be fine. Tell us a little bit about your background in prayer, and then we're going to do some intercession today.
Okay. Background in prayer is, you know what, I'm a testimony for God can use the least. The little nobody, the little mama in her home, God can use the great and mighty people of this earth in the kingdom, and he can also use the little lover of God who sits in that secret place and communes with him and listens to him. So I learned so much from being involved in the 80s at Church on the Rock, and then when you and Gene came and you began to implement morning and evening prayers. And, you know, I think so much of our praying we learn by being around seasoned prayers. And it develops a hunger for more of God. And you hear someone who knows how to pray, knows how to storm the gates of hell, but also to sit in the secret place with God and love on him and allow him to love you. And the more that you're around people like that, I think it's caught. And of course, you've always been a great teacher as well. So the catching of the spirit of that, but also having the word to stand on, to pray the word, to know what you're doing and why you're doing it as well, as revealed by the Holy Spirit. I feel like in the 80s and 90s, Brian and I really gained growth in the Lord through being involved at Church on the Rock. And we thank God for that experience and for all the wonderful people who were raised up with us in that move of God. I appreciate God for that time in our lives. And so now we move forward.
Yes.
And, yes. So.
Well, we're still moving forward, and we're still going on.
Yes, we are.
And I'm so thankful that that as we keep moving, that God continues to reveal things that we need to pray about. And we know that we're living in a very interesting time in the history of our nation, our land, and even the world. And I know that God has called intercessors like yourself into the prayer closet to pray. And I believe that I've been sharing how the prophet, he stands on the wall, the prophet of the prophetess stands on the wall and begins to proclaim to the intercessors what he sees. And the intercessors begin to declare to the prophets what they're hearing in the prayer closet. And then the prophet begins to proclaim that. And so we know that there is a tremendous connection between the prophet, prophetess, and the intercessors as we work together. And then, of course, calling the church to pray as a corporate body. So I want us to pray together, and whatever you feel that we need to pray about, because I know that you're a true intercessor. I've been prophesying that God is calling intercessors out of the closet to begin to speak publicly and proclaim publicly what they are hearing and become a tremendous voice in this land. And so many voices that have been silent in days and months and years gone by are going to become very public. So I know that you are an intercessor. I believe we do need to call for more intercessors, people that will intercede or stand in the gap. He said, I sought for a man or a woman to stand in the gap that make up the hedge. He said, I just couldn't find anybody. That's probably one of the saddest verses in the entire Bible. But I believe that there's a lot of people interceding, and we need to call for more intercession.
Yeah.
So however you want to pray today, you want to pray, we just start praying.
Okay. Father, we come to you, magnificent, holy God, our dear Father, and we praise you today. I thank you, Father, for the voice of the prophet. I thank you, Father, that you always give us hope in Christ Jesus. Yes. Now, Father, I thank you that when I listen to these prophetic words, I'm so encouraged and stirred, Father. I'm stirred in my innermost being to continue to join with you and to call for more intercessors to be raised up in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Father, I thank you that as I look at this, you speak to me from Exodus, where it says that there was thick darkness in Egypt. It was so thick and oppressive it could be felt. But the Israelites had light in their dwellings. And you reminded me of Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yeah.
There is always the light of God, even in the most gross, thick darkness,
thank
Father. And you said to me, these are the best of times and these are the worst of times.
Yeah.
So, Father, I thank you that you have allowed us to live in this time, in this place that you planned before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
For the people here now on earth, we are the chosen ones to stand up and be the Nehemiah's, Father, to be the Ezra's, to be Esther's and Deborah's, Father. I thank you, Father, that you've given us patterns in your word of how to pray and how to praise you and intercede on behalf of our families, on behalf of our nation, Father, on behalf of our cities and our states and our government, Father, on behalf of the nations of the world, on behalf of every tribe and tongue, that you have placed your spirit in peoples of every people group, Father. And we just cry out to you, Father, to raise up mighty intercessors, Father, out of every tongue and tribe. Shomahati ati salioko tori batasinda ba roti tamba sadia tore aseke tori batanda Hallelujah, 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 Father. I believe you've given us a pattern, Father, even in Nehemiah.
Thank you, Lord.
A pattern, Father, to cry out for our cities and our nations,
Lord.
For our sons and our
Lord.
Daughters, Father, to cry out, Father God. Cry out in repentance, Father.
Yeah.
Repentance for our own sin.
That's
repentance
right.
for our own iniquity.
That's right.
Repentance for those that came before us in our own bloodline, Father.
That's right.
I ask you, Father, to instruct us and teach us how to and show us, Father. We ask for the spirit of revelation. For the spirit of counsel, Father. I thank you, Father. We need you to teach us and show us, Lord.
Yes.
But thank you, Father, that anyone can step in and intercede, Father. All
right.
it takes is a yes in your spirit that's bigger than the no.
Yes.
A yes in your spirit,
thank you,
Lord. Cause there to be a yes in our spirit towards you,
thank
Father.
You, Jesus.
Estondi sarabasolia sarabasolium tigile basantaba. Brente cetebe, sotele mozinta basantara. I thank you, Father, for the spirit of and the gift of repentance, Father. The gift of repentance, Father. I thank you, Father. As Dale was speaking the first of this year on repentance, oh, my heart was gripped and I was stirred. I was stirred by that talk, Lord. And by that prayer, Father God,
you
cause us to stir one another in the spirit realm. You cause us, Father. I thank you for the work you're doing, for every way you use to stir us up in your spirit. Father God, you cause us to walk in repentance before you.
Yes,
you cause us to have a heart desire to turn away from the things that displease you, that break your heart, Father.
Right,
oh, we praise you, Father, for the gift of repentance.
Yes.
What a magnificent gift, Father God. Thank you, Father, that you're keeping us on a short leash, Father.
Yes, God.
That you're setting a guard over our mouths that we would not sin against you, Father.
That's right, Lord.
Oh, Father, not one idle word coming out of our mouth, Father.
That's right.
Oh, Shabbos, Holy Spirit,
Hallelujah.
Help us. Before we speak, Zote Batinshita Basanta Bata, O Tabasana, to be slow to speak and quick to listen, Father. Koshanda Basanta, give us ears to hear what your Spirit is saying, Father, because our mouths are used to bring life into this world. Shote Basanta Bata Karayataka. We bless you, Father. We use our mouths to bless you. Bro Sankaba, help us not to curse people around us, Father. Shota Bakasiantaraba, thoughtlessly, words thoughtlessly spoken.
Yes.
Father, silly words that are bring detriment to your kingdom, Father. Forgive us.
Yes,
because our mouths and our voices need to be singing praises to you, Father.
Yes.
Singing praises to you day and night and night and day.
Yes.
We will not cease to pray to praise you, God. You alone are worthy.
Hallelujah.
This is your kingdom. This is your world.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, help us to walk in holy reverence before you,
God. Yes, God.
Father, I know that you give us great joy.
Thank you, Lord.
And great peace. And I appreciate that.
Yes,
but you
Lord.
Also want us to recognize the seriousness of the times,
yes,
Father. As little children, we can trust you and know that doesn't matter what's going on around us, Daddy is going to take care of us.
Yes, Lord.
But as your children, Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace
Thank
to obtain
Jesus.
Mercy, Father.
Thank
and
you,
to
Jesus.
Hear your voice
yes,
and
Lord.
To get in agreement with you.
Yes, Lord.
We are no longer babes in Christ, Father.
That's right.
But we have entered into the season that we are eating the meat of the Word, Father.
That's right.
You are showing us great and mighty things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not so that we can be puffed up, but so that we can stand beside you and agree with you and stand
Lord.
On this earth and say,
Lord.
Yes, Father, your will in heaven be done on this earth.
Yes.
We are the connectors to earth, Father, as you are seated in heaven. Ashtamba Santa, thank
Hallelujah.
You for your Holy Spirit who
Hallelujah.
Lives and moves and breathes within us.
Yes.
Oh, Somahateva Santa, who roars out of Zion through us sometimes.
Hallelujah.
Your mercy endures forever.
Yes, Lord.
Your mercy endures forever.
Yes.
You are awesome and mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we worship you above
worship
all
you
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Hallelujah.
Almighty
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. There
Thank
is none like you.
That's right, Lord.
There is none like you, Father. There is none like you, mighty
you,
God. Shebehede besonda batuko sondo kusoteka. Nandabasa tabatansi androko sondaba. I thank you, Father, for the pattern in Nehemiah. I thank you, Father, for the pattern in Nehemiah.
Yes.
To come and repent.
Yes.
And weep for the cities that the gates have been burned.
That's right.
And the walls have been torn down.
That's right.
Oh, Father, you are making a way for us to rebuild.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father. All is not lost.
Hallelujah.
All is not lost, Father. There's always hope in you. There is always hope in
That's
you,
right.
Mighty God.
That's right.
Oh, Father, we thank you
for the hope
of your presence within us, Father, that you have not removed your presence from this nation.
Right.
You've not removed your presence from within us.
That's right.
We thank you, Father God. We thank you that you cause us to pray, that you stir us up, Father. And sometimes we have to stir ourselves up, Father.
Yeah.
I thank you, Father, that you even give us that gift, to stir ourselves
That's
up,
right.
to pray, to stand in the gap.
Yes.
To not be distracted or discouraged by the voice of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Though he may try to laugh us to scorn, we shut our ears to that evil laughter, and we throw our heads back and we laugh in
yes.
the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Father.
Yes.
We joy in you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you are high and lifted up.
Yes, you are.
You shotopo sonde ishtibasarabata. You are more than enough.
Yes, you are.
You are mighty God.
Yes.
You are our mighty King.
Yes.
There is nothing too hard for you.
Yes.
Shebata sandaba koriata.
Thank you, Lord.
Brostita batasia tata. Sibionti sanga. We win. We win. We win. We thank you, Father, that you are raising up intercessors. And Lord, I see you taking intercessors by the Spirit up into the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And showing strategies of how to pray.
Yes.
Strategies. You're causing,
yes.
calling us to be strategists,
yes.
Father.
Yes.
Yes. Giving us strategies, Father, from high places.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seated in Christ. Giving us ears to hear what your Spirit is saying, causing us to rise up early, well before dawn. To get your strategies for the day, Father.
Yes,
Shanda Bakurianta.
Yes,
to know
Lord.
How to pray, Father.
Yes.
Shanda Basare, but that every
yes.
effort, that there is not one moment or one breath that's wasted, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Ashtaba Sanda Bakur Sanda Bariataraba. Grosontika Sandiatata. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. I bless you, Father. I thank you for your strategies.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Father. And oh, what a blessing it is to be with you. So poto sondia ta ta ta. I thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for the dialogue of prayer.
Yes.
For the joining yes. together of our spirit
yes.
with your spirit. For not only speaking, but listening, Father.
That's right.
For being quiet with
That's
you.
Right.
And listening. To your strategies
That's
and
right.
being willing to sit with you in silence, Father, until you are ready to speak.
Yes.
Oh, Father, I thank you for your presence.
Yes,
oh,
we do.
My
yes,
God.
We do. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Thank you for your presence.
Que brosho to ribikete.
Thank you that you've called your bride to be raised up without spot or wrinkle, Father.
Yes,
that you've
Lord.
Clothed us in white purity,
yes.
holiness.
Yes.
Holiness
yes.
be at your house, O God.
Hallelujah.
You've called us to holiness, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father God. Father God. Holy Spirit, make us holy. Make us one
yes.
with you. I agree with the prayer of Jesus for the church.
That's right.
Yes, yes, Father.
Yes,
Lord. Yes. Raise up intercessors who will pray that prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, on Lord. Earth as it is in heaven.
That's right.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Father. I bless
you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus.
You are
thank
awesome.
You, Lord. Yes, you,
you are.
You are
mighty God.
Yes.
You are so worthy of
yes,
all of
you
our
you are,
prayers.
Lord. Yes, you are, Lord.
You have done everything for us.
Yes, yes,
you've given
yes.
us everything.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for
thank
calling
you, Lord.
Us.
Thank you, Lord.
Calling us from our mother's womb.
Hallelujah.
God, for naming us.
Hallelujah.
For putting your seal upon us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Shatabasa.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray, Father, that those who've resisted will resist no more. That sweet surrender will come
hallelujah.
To every intercessor.
Hallelujah.
Sweet surrender, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Thank
agree.
You for your rest
agree.
In the turmoil of life.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
For the resting place.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's good to have Debbie Davenport here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, and we're just praying intercessory prayers. And I do know, Debbie, that, you know, I teach for people that want to have a prayer life, the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, but I know that mm-hmm. that intercession consists of a lot more than that. And you're an example. And you've demonstrated today and are demonstrating intercessory prayer, where men and women go into their prayer closet and pray. And as you pray, then the Holy Spirit begins to talk to you about what to pray about. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then you pray along those lines.
Yes.
And then listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, recording, writing down what he mm-hmm. What he is saying, and if there's ever a need for intercessors to pray, and I know that intercessory prayer is not just where you say, well, I'm going to go and pray 10 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour. I know intercession is where you go into the prayer closet until you empty yourself, until you have that release. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right.
Well, and I know that you are an intercessor, and there's such a vital need for intercessors in the body of Christ. And I want us to pray a little bit longer. And tell me, I know that we're praying in tongues, we're praying in the Spirit, and there may mm-hmm. be people that are listening to BPN Radio say, well, I don't understand that, or I don't agree with that. And, you know, when I started BPN Radio, the Holy Spirit just began to speak to me and say, you know, so much of your prayer life is praying in tongues. And he just asked me not to refrain from doing that, even though I might come into criticism or people might not agree with me or they might mm-hmm. turn us off. But I know that praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues, having a prayer language is such a vital part of my prayer, and I know that it is you. And why do you mix praying in tongues or praying in the Spirit with your English, with your understanding? Why do you pray in tongues also as an intercessor?
Well, as an intercessor, that's part of the way I hear God. And also when I'm praying, there are things that come up in me that I don't have English words to say. Because hopefully the Holy Spirit is praying, you know, with me or in tandem,
yes.
we're praying together because he lives in me.
Yes.
And he speaks a heavenly language.
Yes.
He can speak every language that's on earth,
yes.
but he also speaks a heavenly language.
Yes.
And it's the secret things of God that sometimes I'm searching for how to pray.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm allowing him, I'm surrendering to his voice to pray things that, mysteries that he knows that I don't know, but I know there's more. And so I give myself to that, that prayer in tones.
Yes.
It also gives me revelation, which is vital to strategies and information that I don't have. He does.
Yes.
So I tap into him by praying in tongues. And I will say that, as you said, we're not trying to offend anyone, heaven forbid. But we must obey God rather than men.
Right. I agree. Yeah. And so I want us to pray in just a moment. I want us to pray together in the Spirit. And, you know, I just know the value of praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, because there'll be times that I'm praying even here on BPN radio. There'll be times I'm praying and that I just don't know exactly how to pray anymore about that. And yet I know that the Holy Spirit still wants to pray about that and help us pray about that. And that's when I begin to pray in tongues or pray in that heavenly language that I received when I was baptized in the Holy Ghost or the baptized in the Holy Spirit. And so I want us to pray together, and anything that comes out that you would like to pray about here on BPN Radio. One of the things that as you were praying a few moments ago that I was so prompted by the Spirit to pray about was people that were once on the front lines of prayer, once on the front lines of ministry. They were helping lead the charge, but because of shame or because of wounds, they got wounded, they got beat up, they got disappointed, they got disillusioned, they got disenchanted, they got discouraged, all those D words. And and we know the devil starts with a D. And so they have retreated. They have sat down. Maybe some of them just backslidden away from God. I don't know, but there's got to be that yanking, pulling of the Holy Ghost to get back in the front lines. I just feel like we need to intercede for some people that have grown cold or maybe lukewarm, indifferent toward God, and they just once were really on fire. But the lamp has gone out of their lives, and I just feel like we need to pray for them. And so why don't we just pray in the Spirit a little while, and then you just lead us in that prayer, if you will, and anything else that you feel like the Holy Ghost wants us to pray about. I know this is kind of an unusual prayer service, but it's just in my heart. And so let's just pray. Cerebri ira mandore biki. Che branda su teribri e kamatoshi karabakata. Ora boku ribiki teramandara broku. Sandere biki terabashakara basura brite. Sandere biki. Mandara bro teribri.
Father, we come and we pour in the oil and the wine. Father,
yes. Lord,
those that have been hurt and wounded that were leaders, Father, that were intercessors, Father.
Yes.
In the last mighty move of God, Father. Things happen. Wounded, Father. By the actions of themselves or the actions of other people, Father.
Yes.
But, oh, Lord, I know what it is to become complacent in the prayer closet, Father. And just the other day, I was looking back for a moment there and crying out to God and asking him to forgive me for the wasted time, the time that I had been complacent and had not entered in to the prayer closet and was asking for forgiveness. And thank you, Father, you reminded me that you are outside of time.
That's right.
And that you redeemed the time, Father.
That's right.
So I thank you for that, first of all, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That you redeemed the time.
Yes.
And I pray, Father, that many would be encouraged, Father, that the body of Christ that has been wounded and has laid down their sword and has taken off the armor and has just gone off to do business as usual, just live life and are in a hopeless state, Father. But you would come and put your blanket of love and courage around them, Father. And you would encourage them to wake up.
Yes.
And they would hear your voice calling, wake up, my beloved.
That's right. Wake up, my beloved. Yes.
You have not been disqualified.
That's right.
You have not been disqualified.
That's right.
The blood of Jesus speaks.
That's
right. The blood of Jesus speaks louder than any sin in the courtroom of heaven.
That's right.
Take that precious blood.
Yes.
Take that precious blood.
Yes.
Before the accuser.
Yes.
Allow the great intercessor to stand in the gap for you and say, Father, my blood, answers the accusations of the enemy. In the great courtrooms of heaven, Father. The Lord Jesus Christ standing, Father, in the gap for us.
That's right.
All of us, Father, intercessors, prophets, this nation, the nations of the world, all of us who have gone astray.
That's right.
Oh, Shabbat, all we like sheep have gone astray and turned away from you, God, and have turned to wickedness. But you, by your great grace
and your great mercy,
Shabbat, you stand there with the blood of Jesus saying, Father, it was all laid on me, the Lord God Almighty. It was all on Jesus. We have been washed by the blood. Cleansing our minds with your word.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, you wash our minds.
Yes.
You give us new identity, Father.
Lord.
Who we really are in you, Father.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, for your great grace and mercy poured out. Open the ear. As you minister to the spirit of men and women who have become in their own minds disqualified, help them to hear your voice calling them and saying, you are not disqualified.
That's right.
You are qualified because of the Holy Spirit,
because
of the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Take up your sword.
Yes.
Gird up your loins.
Yes.
Rise up.
Yes.
Feel the Spirit of God rising up in you and raising you up. Dressed in white. You will follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
That's right.
Having on the helmet of salvation, the mind of Christ, the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
That's right.
You are more than ready. You are more than able. Your God is. He has never left you. He has never failed you. Father, I thank you that you continually bathe us in the spirit of repentance. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in our mind. In the spirit of our mind. Revealing our true identity.
That's right.
Revealing who we really are in Christ.
Yes.
Shutting our ears to the lies of the enemy.
That's right.
It would try to lie to us and tell us who we are, and we are not that. We are children of the light.
That's right.
We are not of the darkness.
That's right.
Shana Masandia Tarabasandia. That's why he wants to keep us asleep and our mouths shut in the darkness.
Yeah.
Because we are children of light.
Yeah.
Shantabasana. We bring light to the
darkness.
That's right.
That's right. Debbie, I want you to pray right now for pastors. The Holy Spirit, just hear him speaking to pray for pastors, for shepherds. You know, we have 1,500. I was told that 1,500 pastors, ministers are leaving the ministry every month in America. There's satanic attacks going on. And the Bible says, smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. And so would you just pray, and I'll agree with you here, for pastors. I know this is Sunday here on BPN, pastors ministering the word today, and I just want you to lead us in a prayer of an intercession, a prayer of agreement for the pastors here in this nation and the nations of the world that are listening here today.
Father, my Lord, Father, I come in intercession and prayer for the pastors, Father, the pastors, Lord. All they carry, Father, help them to know,
Lord,
that they are not beasts of burden.
That's right.
It is your strong soldiers, that shoulders that carry, that carry the weight.
Thank you, Lord.
They are also sheep, Father. They are in your care, Father. Help, Father. Help comes from you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. You have asked them to come up under your yoke that is easy, and your burden is
light,
Father.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus, you are the great shepherd.
Lord.
You carry, you deliver, you lead the flock.
Yes, Lord.
Shabba Santa. They are just under a high calling to help you care for and
shepherd those flocks.
But you never ask them to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, what is, you're not giving them the strength and the wisdom and the grace to do, Father.
I agree.
And the first call of the shepherd. Of the shepherds is to listen to and lean on the great and good shepherd.
That's right.
To show both for instruction, Lord.
That's right.
For the flock of people, Lord.
That's right.
Father, we lift the
Thank
burden
you,
off the shoulders of the pastors, Lord.
That's right.
That's
right.
Oh, Father, I know that they are so aware, Father, every week of what they are delivering to the people, Lord. Put your word in their mouths, Father.
That's right.
Cause them to stand up.
Yes.
And not be afraid of people,
yes,
Father.
That's
I
right.
bind and rebuke the spirit of fear.
That's right.
The fear of man, Father.
Yes, that's right.
That they only be filled with the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
The awesomeness,
the
awe of the Lord God
yes.
Almighty. So
yes.
who they are answering to.
That's
they
right.
only answer to you, Father, on behalf of their sheep and their congregation, Father. The pastors, the elders, Father, I lift them up to you.
That's right.
And Father, as an intercessor, I repent. I repent, Father, for the hurtful and hateful words and ways of the body of Christ
That's
towards
right.
pastors
That's
and
right.
elders, Father,
That's right.
and teachers and preachers. Father God, Father God, forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive us for trying to control. Forgive us for backbiting and judging. Shut the mouth of the enemy among the congregation in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
And cause us to walk in love, in unity of spirit, bearing one another's burdens, Father. You did not call pastors to bear all the burden. You called all of us to bear one another's burden, Father.
That's right.
And we step up and step into that place.
Yes, we
as the people of God.
Yes.
Raise us up, Father, in unity.
Lord.
In the unity, in the bond of love, Father God. Caring for one another, bearing one another's burdens. Caring for one another's children and grandchildren, Father.
That's right.
Praying for one another in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I bless you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
That in the midst of the trouble and trials of this world, that that you are going to cause this to work for the good of the church.
That's right.
We are going to be bonded together in love deeply than we ever have
been.
Don't give up hope, pastors. Don't give up hope, elders.
That's right.
Your hope is in the Lord.
Yes.
Hope in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hope in the Lord.
That's right.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean to your own understanding.
That's right.
In all your ways, acknowledge him.
That's right.
And he shall direct your path.
That's right.
He knows where you should go and what you should do and what you should say. He touches through you.
Yes.
He speaks through you. Yes. He inspires through you.
Thank you, Lord.
Open your mouth and he'll fill
right.
Shanti basana. Wait on him. Santi basana.
Thank you, Lord.
If you have nothing to say, don't say it. Santa
basana. That's right. That's right.
It's okay that there be silence.
That's
for
right.
Him.
That's right. That's right.
Silence really is golden. It's the gold dripping from the mouth of God.
Yeah.
Words of the oil, the golden oil dripping, bringing healing, bringing restoration, Father. Bringing comfort. Father has called you to comfort his people.
That's right.
Comfort his people, especially as the time, as the times come. Thank you, Lord. Don't be afraid to stand in the place of humility and authority before the congregation.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't be surprised at the love of God that is going to be poured forth in your heart.
That's right.
For the people of God. Don't let the enemy pull you off the wall. Be restored. Be restored. Be restored.
Yes.
Be restored.
Yes.
So that you can restore. As you are restored, go and restore the brethren.
That's right.
As you are restored, go and restore the brethren.
That's right.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I set myself in agreement with Debbie Davenport here on BPN on this Sunday, the concerning pastors, concerning churches, concerning our nation, and concerning prayer, the power of prayer. We will never know until we get to heaven, until we enter to eternal life, how effective our prayers have been. So I thank you, Lord, for this day. And I set myself in agreement with Debbie Davenport that you're going to raise up intercessors, yeah, all across this nation who will stand in the gap and make up the hedge for their marriage, for their family, for their business, for their finances, yeah, for their, yeah, church, for their city, for their nation. And yeah, so, Lord, we call for intercessors who will intercede day and night on behalf of their church, their city, and their nation, as well as, yes, their families.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Well,
Debbie, thank you for praying with me. You've been on a couple of times. I'm going to have you again. And we've just had a wonderful time of prayer and intercession. And yes, we're going to keep calling for intercessors. And we're calling for prayer leaders to come to Austin. I've been making that announcement today on the broadcast. And I thank you for being on today. Gene and I love you, and Brian, and our friendship. And thank you for investing into our lives and what you're doing for the kingdom. And we believe there is hope for our nation. And as we pray, we're going to see the results. Thank you very much, Debbie. God bless you.
Thank you, Dale and Gene. God bless you. And thank you for the privilege and the honor of praying.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
It's been good to have Deborah Davenport here on BPN Radio. Trust you've been blessed, and want to give you the website for the Praying Army again, in case you want to have more information about the Praying Army. It's www.thepraingarmy.org. www.thepraingarmy.org. It's been good to have you listening here on BPN Radio on this Saturday, and here on this Resurrection Weekend tomorrow. Of course, it's Easter Sunday. Trust you'll find a place to worship. Been good to have you listening here on BPN Radio. Thank you for all of your contributions. Thank you for all your prayer support. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.